If you want an alternative way of producing a piece of written work, which is just brief, it could be a piece of dialogue in a second language, perhaps, or you might just want a way of getting reluctant writers to start writing something, then Devolver Movie Maker might offer some of what you need. It's a cracking little program which produces very simple, brief, short animated sequences which contain textual information that you, as the user, choose to put in. It walks you through the process really simply. It's wonderful for children. The interface is really welcoming for them. It's just the kind of thing I'm sure they'd like. You don't need to log in, and if you hear any background noises, that's because I've got it running at the same time. So once again, you might want to turn the sound down off you if you're using this in an ICT suite. However, if you visit the link in the blog post that you'll be perhaps following this with, it's a fairly straightforward matter because on the first page it tells you to create a movie. When you do that, you've got two choices to make. You choose a background and you choose a sky, and then click the next button. There's a little bit of information about each one, so it's quite interactive. It's not just a visual interface. It also sort of draws the children into different elements. So we might choose some characters now, and that pops them into the background. And then in the next step, we can choose what those characters look like. And then we need to, in some of the instances, you can change the features of certain elements within your choices. And then I'm presented with a dialogue box here. So we've got our two characters, and each character has three different interchanges, three different things to say. So as you can see, it lends itself quite well to discursive work, maybe, or as I said, to getting two people to talk to one another in a second language. And then we choose some background music. Oh yeah, nice and smooth, and finish movie. Or you can add another scene before you do that, so you can make up multiple scenes within your movie. Give it a title, give it your name, and then you can preview it and send it. This is the bit awkward bit because you have to send it to an email address. So perhaps a sensible way to manage that would be to have a single email address that you're in control of, and that all your students send to that particular address, and then you've got a way of monitoring what's going on there. But I think the kids will love it. Let them have a go.